If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Exodus. I would like to read from Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Before we begin to read and study from the Word of God, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to call upon the one true and living God. Lord, we can never thank you enough for giving us the freedom that we have here in America. We thank you for delivering us and blessing us. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come together in thy house this day to try to worship thee. We pray that you would help us to realize that the freedom and the desire, even the desire to come and worship thee, that that's a blessing from you. Thank you, Lord, for implanting your spirit in our hearts that causes us to love thee and to love one another. And we pray that you would help us to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, we beg thy blessings upon all those who are sick and afflicted. You know the needs of every person here and those that are confined to their own homes and to the hospitals. And we pray that you would bless each one, not according to what we deserve, but according to thy mercy and thy grace. We beg you, Lord, for mercy, for we acknowledge that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we need your help. We ask you, Lord, to help us and bless us. And we pray that you would bless all of your people the world over. Bless every congregation, wherever they're assembled together in your name this day. May truth be proclaimed. May your people read and study the Word of God and learn the truth and share the truth with others. We pray that your church, that thy church would be established in a great and a mighty way, that we would be reestablished on the truth of thy word that we were once founded upon. Help us to remember that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth, that it does matter what we believe. And we pray that you would help us, Lord, to understand the truth of thy word, to believe it and obey it, to follow in it and walk in it, and earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We do beg you, Lord, to bless those that are having family troubles and personal problems and other kinds of troubles. We pray that you would help and bless, as you alone are able to do. Again, now help us as we try to study thy holy word. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. With tomorrow being Memorial Day, I looked up in the dictionary and encyclopedia. Memorial Day is a day to honor dead servicemen. It's also called Decoration Day. We used to have a member here 25 years ago, Brother Jody Lambert. Brother Lambert always went home on Decoration Day, and I always thought, you know, I'd never heard of Decoration Day till he talked about it. I mean, I knew that people decorated graves, but I did not know the connection between Decoration Day and Memorial Day. Decoration Day or Memorial Day is a time to remember those that have given their lives for our nation. Decoration Day primarily is a time to go and decorate the graves of those that have given their lives in service to God and to our country. It's a very special time. It's a Memorial Day. God's Word speaks a lot about memorials. It is not wrong to remember right things. There are some things the Word of God says forget. For example, in Philippians chapter 3, the Word of God says, forgetting those things which are behind. There are things that we are to forget, and then there are other things that we are taught in the Word of God that we are to remember. And there are people and events that we are to remember. We have in Washington, D.C., we have a lot of memorials there in Washington, D.C. That is, we have statutes and we have writings, and all of those things that are there are to remember particular things. Do any of you know of any memorials that are in Washington, D.C.? Name one of those memorials. All right, Kylie? Jefferson. All right, there's Jefferson Memorial. There are a lot of different memorials around Washington, D.C., and it's a place that is rich with history. You can go there and you can go from place to place, and you'll see signs. How many of you have ever seen a brass sign or bronze sign along the roadway where you would see something that was a memorial to remind people of something that happened in that particular place. So there are a lot of different memorials, and the Word of God makes it plain that God commanded His people to remember things and to do things that would help them remember those things. We're prone to forget. I think as a nation, we're prone to forget that all of our freedom, as we sang about some this morning, that all of our freedoms come from God. We forget that it's God that has preserved us a nation. We forget that it is upon God that we depend for continued freedom. So we need memorials. Memorials are right and good. I want to look, first of all, this morning at a few times in the Word of God where memorials were set up, that is, monuments were set up, or things were set up, or events were declared, that these things are to be done for a memorial. Look now in your Bibles at Exodus chapter 12, beginning in verse 12. This whole chapter, in fact, most of this book, is talking about the children of Israel being in Egyptian bondage, and while they were there in Egyptian bondage, you remember how God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go that they may serve me." You remember how Pharaoh refused over and over. You remember the different plagues that came upon the Egyptians, and the children of Israel were spared from those plagues. The worst plague of all was the last plague, where God sent the death angel over Egypt, and the firstborn in every household died. And it was a horrible, horrible experience. Before the death angel passed over, God told the children of Israel that they would take the blood of a lamb, of the sheep or the goats, to take the blood and to put that blood over the doorpost of their houses, and that when the death angel passed over, wherever there was blood, that the firstborn in that household would not die. So the death angel went over Egypt, and everywhere the blood was seen, the firstborn did not die in that house, but everywhere that there was no blood, the firstborn died in every household. Now when that was over, here's what God said to do. Exodus chapter 12, or really before it happened, in Exodus chapter 12, He gives them all the details about what they're supposed to do. But come down to verse 12. Exodus chapter 12, beginning in verse 12. God says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." Did you know God is still judging today? God is still judging today. Verse 13 says, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Excuse me. In verse 14, listen carefully now to verse 14. Verse 14 says, "Thank you. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial." This day was to be set aside as a time of memorial. They were to remember this day. It was a horrible day for the Egyptians. It was a marvelous day for the children of Israel. And they needed to remember that day. They needed to remember what God had done for them. And sometimes we do forget, even though we might talk about, we remember this or we remember that. Sometimes we need something literal to remind us of what took place. That's what God told the children of Israel to do. He said, "Now, you set up this Passover, you set up this supper, you set up this feast, and every year, you have this feast of the Passover, and this Passover feast is to remind you and your children and your grandchildren and generation after generation are to be reminded of what God did for the children of Israel back there in the land of Egypt. Verse 14 says, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Did you know that every year for hundreds and hundreds of years, the children of Israel, every year, they had this feast of the Passover. It was a memorial time. It was a time to reflect back on this day that Exodus chapter 12 and 13 tells us about. It was a time to go back and remember what had happened on that day. The main thought that's on my heart this morning is that every one of us have had God do great things for us. There's not a person here that has not had God do great things for them. And I want to encourage everybody here that you have a time of memorial that you remember and that you write down. I want to encourage every person here. Let me just ask you this question just briefly. How many of the children that are here can name your, Sister Bethany, can you name your great-grandparents? Okay, who are your great, not your grandparents, name your great-grandparents. Sister Jane, we don't have cheating in here. The great-grandparents, the parents of your grandparents. Their names. Don't remember their names? Sister Haley? Know your great-grandparents' names?
Elizabeth is my mom's name.
What about your mom's? Listen to your, not your grandmother, but her. Okay, your grandmother's mother's name is Elizabeth. Okay, your grandfather's. Okay, he was dead before she came. All right. Somebody tell me what's the point that I'm trying to get across. Are genealogies important? I know they're important to Brother Ken Sylvester. He's a genealogist. He knows more about the history of people in this community than anyone that I know of. Probably the most intelligent, most educated, the most well-informed man on genealogies is Brother Ken Sylvester. I'm asking you this question. Does it matter in God's Word who someone's father and grandfather and great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather, did it matter to God? Does God in His Word give us genealogies telling us who this person's child and grandchild and great-grandchild, and you can go in either direction and you can see that genealogies and parents and grandparents and great-grandparents are very important to God. Did you know there are other nations today that right now that their children can go back several generations and they can tell you who their great-grandparents and their great-grandparents, and they know who several generations they can tell you about those people that they descended from. Why can those children tell you about all their forefathers that lived before them? Why can they name their grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents? Why can they go back that far? Tell me, Brother John, why do you think they can? Yes, yes, because the family speak about them. They talk about them. They honor them. They go back and they often take their children to the grave sites of those individuals that have passed on. And Brother Ken can help any of you here find most of the graves of your, not just your great-grandparents, but the ones before that and the ones before that. My point that I'm trying to get across, first of all, this morning is that it is important that we reverence and that we honor God, but it is also important that we honor and remember who our forefathers were and know things about them. Why? Why is that important?
You can't know your future if you don't know your past.
Okay, you need to know about your past. Do you need something to help you remember your forefathers? Do you need some memorials? Is Memorial Day a good day? Other than being a holiday where you don't have to go to work, does Memorial Day mean anything to you? Do you think that most people, when they think of Memorial Day, do you think that most people are really thinking about what it's all set up to be about? I pray that God will help us to realize that we need to remember a lot of things. I am convinced from my study of God's Word during this past week and looking at my own life, I am convinced that I have failed to instill in my children as much importance of my forefathers as I should have. I plan to take my children to the grave sites of my daddy and my children and my grandchildren, to take them to the gravesite of my daddy and my granddaddy and my great-grandfather, and I want to go back just as far as I can. I want to take them to those grave sites, and I want them to know something about their forefathers. I want them to remember their forefathers. I want them to know something about the people in their family that they descended from. I want them to know something about how those people lived. I want them to know something about the sacrifices that they made that cause us to be able to enjoy so many blessings in our lives today. I want them to know the kind of sufferings that they went through in their lives. I want them to know and understand that we are supposed to remember those people. The children of Israel in the days of Jesus Christ, could they go back and tell you their generations and their genealogies? Yes, they could. Does God's Word repeatedly talk about we are the children of whom? The children of Israel often said, we're the children of whom? We're the children of Abraham. We're the children of Abraham. And He's the God of Abraham and who? And Isaac and who? And Jacob. And they could come right on down and they could tell you from Abraham right on down to their own generation. Why? Because ancestors meant something to people back then. And ancestors mean something to other people today, but we have lost the respect that we ought to have. We are not remembering who our forefathers are. And I just encourage all of you, you may not be pricked at all in your heart about this, but I am convinced in my heart I have failed to stress the importance of my forefathers to my children and my grandchildren. And if the Lord will let me live, it won't remain like it is right now. They'll know who their grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. They'll go back just as far as I can go back, just as much history as I can find out. They'll know that history. They'll know what my great-grandfather did. Brother Donald, do you know what kind of work your great-grandfather did? What kind of work did he do?
Carpenter.
Very good. Say it again.
He did several things.
Okay. Most of them did several things. Did you know? If you go back that far in history, you're going to find that most of them did several things. Most of them did some farming. Most of them did a lot of different jobs. They didn't just have one job or one vocation. But it's important that you remember and that you honor. You know, when the Word of God says, honor your father, did you know that many times in the Word of God, when the Word of God talks about your father, that it doesn't just mean the first one above you. It talks about your... Many times the Bible will talk about someone's grandfather as being their father, or their great-grandfather as being their father. It'll go back several generations, and it'll talk about someone's son. And it will not just go to the next generation, but it'll go right on down, because that's their... Though we call them great-great-great-grandchild and all of that, the Bible often just say, well, that's his son. That's his descendant. And we need to remember those things. Now, there are many events. I'm talking about, first of all, we need to remember people. There need to be memorials. Your children need to write them down. You need to carry them to sites. You need to carry them to their old homesteads. You need to show them, if you can, where they lived. And you need to let them know some things that they experienced in their lives. You need to gather just as much as information as you can, and you need to instill it in your children and your grandchildren so that they know and they understand and they appreciate and respect their forefathers. Not only do you need to do that, but you need to go back in your own life and in the lives of your forefathers, and you need to talk about events that stand out where God was working in their lives in a special way. And I encourage every one of you, start writing down. Brother Jerry, do you remember right after I moved here about 28 years ago that you took a lot of my old... Brother Jerry wanted to study all the time, every day. And I finally just took... I had notebooks from 6 years of studying in Columbus, and I had just notebook after notebook, just packed full of sermon notes. That's all I thought I was giving him, was those sermon notes. But do you remember, Brother Jerry, that you came to me and you talked to me about some of the experiences that were written down? There would be 8 or 10 pages written where I would be going through a very difficult time, and I would just sit down and I would write all about the difficult time I was going through in the church there, difficult stands that we were having to take, the pain, the agony, the heartache, the trouble, the personal problems that I was having in our family as my son was sick. Brother Jerry came and he said, you know, there's a lot of valuable information in these little books. And brethren, I've written a lot of those things down for my children and my grandchildren. And it's not that I want me to get glory. I want God to get the glory. But I want my children and my grandchildren to know how God has worked in my life. And I want you to understand that you need to write down a memorial. You need to write down how God has worked in you, in your life. Just like God, what was God doing right here to the children of Israel? Was God saying, you have this memorial so that everybody can see how great your forefathers was? That's not what it was about. You have this memorial, you have this Passover, so that everybody, all through the generations, that they understand God delivered you and God helped you in a very difficult time. And God spared you because of His mercy and His grace. God blessed your life. And you need a memorial just like this memorial was for the children of Israel. Now, we go to the New Testament. Turn in your Bibles to the New Testament just a moment. And look in your Bibles at Luke chapter 22. This is the end of the Passover supper and the beginning of a new supper. This is what we call the Lord's Supper. We don't still have, we as Christians today, we don't still have the Passover supper. There's a greater Passover than that Passover that happened back there in Egypt. There is a worse experience of death than what those children of those Egyptian people experienced back there in Egypt. There is an eternal death and an eternal separation from God, and it's because of the blood of the Lamb that you and I have been spared, just like the blood of the Lamb spared the children of Israel in Egypt. The blood of the Lamb of God has spared us from an eternal separation from God. And the Word of God says that once a year that you have this memorial. What is the Lord's Supper? What is that? It is a memorial service. It's where Jesus Christ says, this do. It's not an optional thing, brethren. God said, this do in remembrance of me. Do you feel unworthy to come and partake of the unleavened bread and wine? Indeed, you feel unworthy. But what has Jesus said? He says, this do in remembrance of me. What is it? What is the Lord's Supper? It is a memorial. What is it that you are reminded of every time we have the communion service and the Lord's Supper? What is it you're reminded of? Yes, you're reminded of the shedding of the blood and the breaking of the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You partake of that unleavened bread that represents the sinless body of Christ. And you drink that wine that represents the pure blood of Jesus Christ. And as you do that, you think about how Jesus suffered for you. It's a memorial service. That's what it is. The Lord's Supper, the communion service, is a time that God has set aside for us to remember what Jesus did for us. Do you think that the children of Israel only remembered their deliverance from Egyptian bondage? Did they just remember that once a year? No, but there was a time that was set aside that they must remember it on that day. Do you think the only time you need to remember the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ is once a year? Absolutely not. You need to think about it every day. But there is a time, there is a memorial time. There's a time that Jesus says, you set aside this time, you come together, and you partake of my You partake of the unleavened bread and wine in remembrance of me. It's a memorial service. There are days that are special, aren't there? What's the what's your birthday, Sister Emma? What's your birthday?
March the 16th.
Is that a good day? Yes, and it was a good day for us because the day you were born, we were all happy. Your mom and daddy were happy and your grandparents were happy and we're all happy. March the 16th, is that an important day? What happens every year on March the 16th, Sister Emma? Do you have a birthday party? Every year. What is that? What is a birthday party? It's a memorial day. It's to remember that this is the day I was born. This is the day that God brought me out of my mother's womb. Now, some of you have had loved ones that have died. And you'll know that on the anniversary of those deaths, you know that you go through sometimes a very difficult time. You have grief and sorrow. And you remember and you relive what all you went through on that anniversary of the death of someone. What am I trying to get across this morning? I'm trying to get across, we don't need to forget the things that are important. And there are many things that are very important. And we need to have these memorials for all those things. Remember the past. Remember the things. Remember the way God has been working in your life. Sister Josephine, you have a lot of history in your head. Do you think you know more than your grandchildren do about your parents? You know what you need to do? What happens when somebody tells you something? How many of you would really like to talk to your great-grandparents? How many of you here would really, if your great-grandparents are dead, how many of you would love to talk to your great-grandparents? I would too. I'd love to talk to them. I have letters that my daddy wrote during World War II to my mama. I have letters that my great-grandparents wrote. And I know that I'm a pack rat. I know I save everything. But I'm telling you something, brethren. I wish I could go back to my great-grandparents and just sit down and talk with them. But how wonderful it would be if they had written down a lot more that I could read today and have today. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do today is I want you to write down. I want everybody here to say, this is a memorial day for me. This is a day that I remember what God did for me in a special way. And you write down those things. And on another day you say, this is another memorial day. How many memorial days did the children of Israel have? Did they only have one memorial day? Did they only have one day a year that they set aside? One day a year to remember this thing. But were there not many other memorial days? Were there not many other days that were holy days to remember particular things? Indeed, there were. There ought to be many memorial days in your life. And you need to write them all down. You need to write them down. You need to ask your parents if they're still alive. You need to sit down with them. You need to sit down with them and take the time. Listen to them, yes, but and record them. You know, Teresa's mother, before she died, we took a video camera to Atlanta, and we just sat down with her for a couple of hours, and it was like an interview, and I asked her, would you please tell us about meeting, tell us something about your childhood? And she told us about her childhood, and I said, and just let her keep talking. I don't care if they talk all day long. There's nothing means any more. Well, there's not many things that mean any more than just reflecting on precious memories, are there? Well, if right now we started to sing Precious Memories, did you know half of you would have tears in your eyes? Precious Memories. Doesn't mention God at all, by the way. No mention of God. What is it? It's just remembering childhood, remembering things of your life. Are memorials important? Did God set up times for memorials? Should you set up times for memorials in your life? Should your family? Let me ask you this question. Why don't you carry your family? Why don't you carry your family tomorrow to the graves of your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents? Somebody tell me why You can't do that tomorrow. Somebody tell me why. Anybody? I mean, you got reasons. Tell me why you can't. Why can't, Brother Ken?
It's not a family custom.
Okay, it's not a family custom, and all our children already have something planned, I'm sure, for tomorrow. How many of you already have something planned for tomorrow? Anybody? Okay. Most people have something planned for tomorrow. But what I'm saying is, you will never take the time to remember your ancestors until you make the time and you take the time to go back and do some investigative work. Brother Donald, just tell me in your own words what you think I'm trying to get across, and I believe it's from God's Word. What do you think I'm trying to say? Do you know why you're here this morning? It's because of what Brother Donald just said. God was there. God was working in your parents' lives. God was working in your grandparents' lives. God was working in your great-grandparents. To a great degree, you are what you are today because of God working in your great-grandparents and your grandparents and your parents and working in your life. And you need to see the hand of God working and guiding and directing in many different ways. Even if your parents weren't good parents, and even if your grandparents were good parents. Sister Cindy, you have any reason to rejoice today? Tell me. Okay. Those two pews. Sister Cindy had a rough childhood. But I'll tell you what God did in a miraculous way. God put Sister Cindy and Brother Wendell together. And then God took her and He brought her to a knowledge of the truth, and she loved the truth and she loved the Word of God, and there was a major change in her life. And the whole course of the generations that were before her, that course changed with her and began to go in a different generation, different direction. Everybody follow what I'm saying there? You know what she can say? I'll tell you, it was a miracle from God. It was a miracle from God. I was sinking down. I was lost. But now I'm found. Do you have a lot to write about, Sister Cindy? How many years ago, Brother Wendell, did you get some very bad reports about Sister Cindy's lungs and you quit the Marines and came here to Waycross? How many years ago was that?
9.
Seems like 50, but it's only been 9 years. But do you have something to write about, Brother Wendell? Do your children and your grandchildren, if God bless you with grandchildren? And listen, brethren, if nobody else reads what I write down, I did not intend for Brother Jerry to read that, and my children and grandchildren haven't read most of those things. If nobody ever reads what you write down, is there still a reason for you to sit down and write down the marvelous works of God in your life? Why is there a reason, if nobody else ever reads them, why is there still a reason for you to sit down and write them down? Because when you sit down and you take the time to have a memorial, remember this day, remember this event, remember this time, you know what you'll leave here? You know what you'll leave that place wanting to do? You'll want to honor God and worship God and praise God. I pray that God will help all of us today to realize we ought to have a memorial day. Whether you have tomorrow as a memorial day or not, I'm telling you, you need to set up some days for memorial days, that you and your family set that aside. This is going to be our memorial day. And we're going to spend this day thinking about and talking about our forefathers and our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. May God help us to realize the importance of memorials, is my prayer for Christ's sake.